Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad, and with me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it is so great to be with you again. I understand you're working on a new book. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, I got the commission last July. I'm working on a history of Mercedes AMG. So, wow. Quite a bit different from my last book, which was about electric cars. Now I'm all in on performance cars now with AMG.
Very cool. I look forward to reading that when that comes out. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about, because there's so much going on. Of course, these potential new tariffs have the auto industry up in arms in a big tizzy. Perhaps it's a tempest in a teapot, so we'll give you our thoughts on that. General Motors has reasserted its commitment to electrified vehicles, and it's announced new initiatives to incorporate EVs into consumers' homes. We'll have the details on that. The Scout brand, I'm a fan of the Scout brand, it is coming back, but it's now engaged in a controversy with the state where it will build its vehicles about selling them there, and we'll explain about that. And the parent company of Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram is undergoing a major organizational change, and auto industry expert Matt DiLorenzo will unfold that. Matt, we've got a ton to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know, between the tariffs and maybe new fuel economy regulations, electrification. I mean, we are living in interesting times.
True enough. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt is an industry expert and author of How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. We're always glad to have him on the show. We get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Matt, what vehicle will you discuss this week?
I'm going to talk about the Mazda CX-90. It's a three-row, almost full-size SUV, and it has a plug-in hybrid feature to it.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I look forward to hearing your thoughts on that. My test car this week is the 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe in XRT form, their off-road form. We have a terrific guest for you. Warren Chow is Executive Program Manager for the 2025 Toyota 4Runner. So we've got tons of show. Stay with us. And we will be right back right here on America on the Road.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nerad back with you. Chris Teague is otherwise occupied, but we're lucky to have Matt, auto expert Matt DiLorenzo, with us. So pleased to have him. And a lot to talk about from the industry side here, from the 35,000-foot level. I mean, these potential new tariffs that President Trump is talking about have, kind of set fire to the auto industry, and maybe there's a reason for that, and maybe not. I mean, if some of these tariffs went into place, I think they would be change things very dramatically, but I'm kind of not thinking that's the case. But I'm curious about your point of view on this, Matt.
You know, I think a lot of people have to take a chill pill on this, because they were all up in arms. Armageddon's coming. It's going to be a 25% tariff, and all this impact on rising prices and inflation and all that. And then in a day, it's gone. I mean, Canada and Mexico have, kind of backed down, and they're going to help on the border, which is important. The interesting one is the 10% tariff on China. And I don't see that as a bad thing, because they heavily subsidize their auto industry. And I think if they're allowed free rein in our auto industry, they're going to devastate the players that are here. I mean, and I basically mean the Detroit Three. I don't think they would have as big of an impact on the transplants like Toyota and Honda. So it's kind of interesting. You know, a little note that people don't understand is there's been a 25% tariff on imported trucks from Europe since the 1960s. And where's the outrage on that?
Yeah, there was been big tariffs on imported trucks from Japan as well for a long, long time. I mean, tariffs kind of prompted the Japanese to locate plants here, 30 or 40 years ago. So right. That's one of the reasons that has happened. It is pretty interesting, I think. I mean, one of the things when you look at the Chinese tariffs is essentially the Biden administration outlawed Chinese vehicles anyway, and I don't see the Trump administration rolling that back, and maybe for good reason. I think they want to protect American industry. And certainly American industry is integrated with Mexico and Canada. A lot of the big three have plants in both of those places. But I think that can be sorted out. And I think the goal here is to employ American workers, not Mexican workers or Canadian workers. And
It was interesting, in Trump's first administration, Ford was going to build a plant in Mexico. And the administration leaned on them, and they backed off, and they said they were going to open up a plant in North America and, you know, have jobs here. And then as soon as the Biden administration came in, that got flipped over, and they went ahead with the plant in Mexico. So, you know, again, I think the question is, do we want to have jobs here in America? Do we want to make things here in America? Certainly, we're big consumers. Certainly, this is a big market. But there's a national defense and security issues at play here as well. So,
yeah. Well, I think a lot of times the tariffs on our goods going to these other countries, I'm not certain about Mexico and Canada, but certainly Japan, the Far Eastern countries and the European countries, is a lot higher than the tariffs we charge on the vehicles right. That come this direction. So maybe turnabout is fair play. But we'll see what happens here and if these things really happen. Because I'm doubtful about that. I think that the Trump administration, the last thing they want is more inflation. They ran on an anti-inflation platform. So anything that spurs inflation, I think they're liable to walk away from.
Right. And the question is, you have a choice to either buy the vehicle or not.
Sure.
So the inflation's not going to affect you if you buy a car that's built in North America.
Right. Let's talk about GM doubling down on electricity. Of course, you've written this kind of the definitive book about buying an affordable electric vehicle. General Motors has made a big commitment to electric vehicles, so maybe the biggest of the big three, the biggest commitment of the big three toward that. It now has another initiative, GM Energy, which wants to integrate public and home charging in addition to electric vehicles. And of course, they have a big interest in electrical vehicles being viable going forward, much more of an interest, I think, than the other two of the big three domestic makers here. What's your overall take on that, Matt?
Well, I think they're looking at it as a way to support their battery business. They've made a huge commitment to be a producer of batteries and battery packs. I think this is a way for them to get into the home market as well and capture some of the solar business that Tesla's had with the Powerwall. The thing about it, though, is it's not cheap technology. No. Ford was you know, when they brought out the F-150 Lightning, they had a inverter that you could install to allow you to power your house from your pickup truck. That thing was $5,000. So it'll be interesting to see how well that goes. It's going to be based on how many electric vehicles or battery packs they can sell. And we just don't know how big that market is. And if there aren't any incentives or rules or regulations kind of mandating their use, it's something that the market's going to have to sort out.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the things they're talking about, exactly what you mentioned there, was this vehicle-to-grid technology or, you know, vehicle-to-home. I mean, that strikes me as backwards. I mean, we're having enough problems getting enough energy into the vehicles to run them. So, you know, taking energy that's in the vehicle and putting it in the grid, I think, is the opposite direction of what a lot of people are looking at. But I guess in a power outage or something like that, hopefully
right. We're
not going to have tons of power outages going forward, but maybe we'll have to see. Let's talk about Scout. I mean, I love the Scout brand. I one of the protagonists in one of my books, I think Dance in the Dark drives an old Scout, for example, and I just have an affinity for Scouts. Now Scout is coming back as a Volkswagen-owned brand, and they're going to build them in South Carolina. But at the same time, South Carolina has a law against direct selling of vehicles. So it'll be difficult for those in South Carolina to buy the Scouts that they build. Your take on that, Matt?
Shows that the power of the franchise auto dealers is not over with.
Right.
You know, Michigan has had the same situation where very powerful dealer interests have prevented Tesla from actually, you know, you can buy a Tesla online, but you have to take delivery or have it delivered to you from out of state. So, you know, it's one of those things that'll get sorted out on the state level. I don't think, you know, I think those laws are going to change somewhat. I think, especially with niche players, it's much more efficient to have online sales and not have a traditional dealer network. But whether or not that becomes a pain point or a plus for these is yet to be seen, because franchise dealers do provide great local service. They're in a lot of towns that a lot of these other online car companies don't have a presence. So, you know, if it's convenience is your thing, you'll probably still stick with your corner dealership. And I wouldn't be intimidated by one of these startups.
I think dealers are much maligned, Matt, and I think you probably agree with me. And Stellantis is restructuring, and partially because of the demands of its dealers. They had an interesting meeting, I think, at NADA fairly recently, because a lot is not going right at Stellantis, and they'd like to change the ship, or, you know, change the direction of the ship. Of course, Stellantis owns Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, those brands. They have some pretty interesting initiatives, including lowering the price of a lot of these vehicles, making lower priced versions of Ram trucks, for example. I think that can only help consumers, right?
I think so. And I think what you're seeing now, Stellantis Group is actually, the chairman is John Elkann, one of the Fiat family. And now that Carlos Tavares is out of the way, he was running Peugeot and the French component. And I think Elkann has decided that, you know, it isn't a global company. It's a regional company that happens to be in three different places. And I think there's going to be a level of autonomy given to the Chrysler Group in the U.S. that's going to allow them to revitalize their product line. And again, if we get a break in emissions control and back away a little bit from the EV mandates or requirements that force EVs, the Chrysler Group really does have has a fighting chance now.
Right. Well, when we come back, we will be road testing a couple SUVs, some pretty interesting SUVs. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with guest host Matt Lorenzo. We're so glad you're with us. We really appreciate you listening to and watching.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo, Jackie Red back with you. And we're so glad you're with us. We really appreciate you listening to and watching, for that matter, America on the Road. We much appreciate it. And it's always great to talk with Matt about vehicles. And Matt, you were driving a Mazda vehicle that we've liked a lot, but in a different form. Tell us about what you drove.
I drove the plug-in hybrid version of the CX-90, which is Mazda's largest three-row SUV. I really liked the vehicle a lot. I think as much as I liked the CX-9 that preceded it, it was more like a station wagon than an SUV. And the CX-90 now is a proper three-row SUV that has some, you know, a decent space in the third row, good cargo space. And it hasn't lost its looks. You know, Mazda has some really great styling. It has an upscale feel to it. The interior is gorgeous on it. And the drivetrain's really interesting. It's a 2.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine backed by an electric motor, all-wheel drive. And it makes over about 323 horsepower and 369 pound-feet of torque, which is plenty of power for a vehicle this size. I really enjoyed it. And it had the plug-in feature, too, which I used. I plugged it in. I have 240 in my garage. I plugged it in. Took a couple hours to charge it up. The EPA says it only gets like 25 miles in pure electric, but I was driving it around, and I saw closer to 28, 29 miles. So if you're really good about charging every night, you can avoid quite a number of trips to the gas station.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, maybe I'm lazy, or maybe I'm more representative of the way people use their cars or used to using their cars. I've had some plug-in hybrids. And I think we had a plug-in hybrid CX-70, which is kind of the two-row version of what you were driving. And I plugged it in once, and then I went, you know, I'm not going to do that again, because it's a little harder for me than probably for you. And you're used to doing it, being the electric car guy right, that you are. But I wonder whether many people will do that. But I guess if you're paying that extra money for a plug-in hybrid, you probably would. And there's plenty of advantages to that, aren't there?
Well, the other advantage is that you can plug it in on 110. Now, it'll take a lot longer, but then you don't have to get an expensive charger or right, do any electrical work. But and to your point, you have to be diligent about making sure that it's plugged in and used. But I know people who have Prius plugins, RAV4 plugins, even the Volt, and they're pretty fanatical about it. And they're like going, "Yeah, I got a warning from my car saying go get some gas because the gas in your car is you know, it needs to be refreshed." So there is that possibility. And you know, we live in California here where gas is not as inexpensive as it is elsewhere in the U.S. So to me, a plug-in hybrid makes a lot of sense where we live.
Yeah, I guess the way I look at it, Matt, you're getting maybe the equivalent of 1 gallon of gas by plugging it in overnight. So maybe it's worth it, maybe it's not. But
it depends on how far you drive every day. Right. You know, if you only have a 5-10 mile commute to work, you can get by, you know, or just run into the store doing errands. So, you know, our household, we don't really put a ton of miles on a car every year, and we do have a plug-in hybrid, and it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So on that point, I think that, you know, the CX-90 will fill some needs for people looking like that. They will get a luxurious, I mean, the interior is beautiful.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
terrific,
car.
Isn't it? Yeah.
The other thing I like is that they haven't succumbed to the touch button mania, and they have some regular controls in there, which I kind of personally like. And the pricing is good. You get a vehicle that feels like an Acura MDX, and it starts at under $50,000, and the fully loaded one is about $8,000 more. Comes in at $57,000.
Right, and Mazda really piles on the advanced driver assistance systems, the electronic safety systems. They not just kind of the usual, but they add some things way beyond that typically. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do in the CX-90. They did in the CX-70, which is kind of the sister ship. So there's a lot of value there. Again, I think Mazda's kind of semi-premium, right? Versus, you know, some of the others in that class.
Yeah. I think it's a great step-up vehicle from a regular mass market vehicle. And you don't want to go whole hog into a luxury vehicle. But, and again, because of their sales, it's still a pretty exclusive vehicle. You're not going to see one in every corner.
Yeah, maybe more exclusive than Mazda would like them to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a terrific vehicle. Absolutely, I like it a lot. And I'm amazed at the number of variations that Mazda offers across its lineup. And even within the CX-90 lineup itself, a lot of choices there from kind of zooty to really zooty and, very, very luxurious. So, well, I was driving a vehicle that in some ways is a bit competitive, I guess, with the CX-90. You could say maybe it's a half a size down or something like that. I'm talking about the Hyundai Santa Fe. I was driving it in XRT form, which is their off-road version. Now, this isn't off-road in the Jeep Wrangler sense so much, but it certainly has off-road chops and looks pretty pretty cool. I actually drove this vehicle on the launch, and then I drove this very recently around the suburbs here in Southern California and did that kind of driving, which I think is actually more likely to be the kind of driving this is going to have overall. It's a vehicle that has really differed from its previous generation in looks, and I like the looks of this thing. I think it's very upscale. I think they've kind of cop some things from Land Rover and Range Rover in their styling. I mean, what's your overall from the high-level look at the Hyundai Santa Fe, Matt?
I agree. I like the styling because it looks like an SUV. You know, it's kind of boxy and, you know, it's got sharp creases and it looks cool. And as you mentioned, it's kind of a tweener between a midsize and a full size. And it's one of the few in the segment that offers three rows of seating. Now it's, you know, not the most, you know, commodious third row that you get, but right. it's decent for kids. And at the price point and the size, it's a very comfortable, it's very easy to drive. It's a good looking upscale interior. And I was on that same preview with you, and we took off some fairly serious off-road stuff. And, you know, with the advanced electronics they have in vehicles, you get, you know, basically you could take your foot off all the pedals, and the thing will either drive itself up or down really steep hills. So
right. It won't steer for you, but it'll do the acceleration and deceleration for you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, it starts at about $35,000, a little over $35,000 for a somewhat basic unit, pretty well equipped though. The XRT starts about $42,000, and like I say, it is off-road oriented. And it's just got a ton of stuff. I mean, let's start with powertrain. It has a turbocharged 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, produces 277 horsepower. Front-wheel drive is standard, of course, in the XRT trim. All-wheel drive is the way to go. It also has an 8-speed dual-clutch automatic transmission, which, when I look at this on the spec sheet, I kind of scratch my head and go, well, maybe that's not so good because some of these dual-clutches are kind of clunky in everyday use, but this performs pretty much like a torque converter automatic transmission. Did you experience that too, Matt?
Yeah, it's very smooth, you know, and the fact that it has eight gears, it really helps with the fuel economy, especially the overdrive top gears. And it's a lot better than some of these CVTs that you get in that a lot of manufacturers like to go to. And right. They'll put eight steps in there, but it's really not the same.
Fuel economy is 22 miles per gallon combined, which is pretty good for an all-wheel drive, off-road kind of vehicle with those kind of tires and that kind of setup. I think on the highway it'll do 26 miles per gallon is what the EPA suggests it will do. As you mentioned, it has a really nice interior, and the cockpit has just amazing amount of screens in it, a couple 12.3-inch screens side by side. There's an infotainment navigation system, and then there's essentially your instrumentation in front of you. The infotainment system has Bluetooth and wireless phone charging capabilities, so a lot of good stuff. I mean, it's a very, very modern infotainment system, one that's easy to use. I think Hyundai does a really good job with their entertainment systems. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really has a premium look and feel to it, and they have every bell and whistle. And their automated, you know, their assisted driving system is also very good. I think they have one of the best lane tracking systems out there.
Right. Good seating configurations, including synthetic leather seating in the XRT, which I like, heated front seats and a power driver seat. So easy to adjust. I mean, all the controls are pretty logical and easy to use. You get a panoramic sunroof and hands-free lift gate in the vehicle I had, the test vehicle I had. A lot of multiple. That's kind of redundant, but we have multiple USB charging points throughout. So it's just all around good vehicle. I mean, I liked it all the way around. I like its looks. I like the value from this vehicle. I think it's a good vehicle all the way around at a suggested price of about $42,000. I think our as-tested price was $42,475. I think it's a winner. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I it was up for North American Utility of the Year, and it got my vote for the best vehicle. I liked it a lot, and the plus part about it too is they also have hybrid versions that'll even boost the fuel economy even higher.
Right, it was my choice too, and so obviously you're a very smart guy because you agreed with me. Matt, thank you so much. Well, when we come back, we will have a terrific guest for you. Warren Chow is Executive Program Manager for the all-new 2025 Toyota 4Runner that I just drove. I sat down with him and talked about it at a lengthy bit recently. I think you'll enjoy what he had to say. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you. And we are somewhere east of San Diego, California, up in the hills where it's windy and cold, but we're inside in a kind of a cabin situation here with the opportunity to drive the all-new 2025 Toyota 4Runner. And with me is an expert on that, Warren Chow. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah. I mean, this is an icon of a vehicle, right? I mean, this isn't just a typical vehicle. This is a vehicle with immense heritage. And so that's got to, you know, mean something to you. Tell us about that. What it means to you.
Absolutely. The 4Runner is, like you said, an icon, an off-road icon. It's known throughout the off-roading community. And it is an important model for Toyota in North America, you know, with that very, very loyal customer following, very loyal, super active on the forums. People are really enthusiastic about this vehicle, so it makes it a great vehicle to work on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, off-road is the thing that this vehicle is known for, right? I mean, maybe it might be Toyota's premier off-road vehicle, although there's some others that are, you know, probably can claim that too, Tacoma being one of them.
Sure.
Pretty closely related. So walk us through the high hard ones about the new one.
Yeah, some of the highlights for the new 2025 4Runner, we have all new powertrains. We have the iForce Gas and the iForce Max one motor hybrid system. Huge improvements in drivability and power performance. We have all new platform from the old previous generation. So we're using the TNGAF platform, which is really speaks to lightweighting and also like maximizing the strength for that vehicle.
Wheelbase
is slightly longer, about 60 millimeters longer than the outgoing model, and that helps from a drivability standpoint, a stability standpoint, and yeah, overall, I mean, it was really about bringing that 4Runner heritage and bringing that 4Runner like iconic image and kind of revolutionizing and modernizing that.
Yeah,
that
I mean, 4Runner has basically been the right size for a long time, right?
Sure.
I mean, yeah. It didn't really need to change that much. Overall length changed much?
You know, I'd have to get back to you about the exact number, but about the same.
But that's again, you know, anybody who's been in a previous 4Runner, especially the generation right before this, is going to feel very comfortable with
Absolutely.
This one, right?
Yep.
Let's go into powertrain, because the new powertrain, interesting, kind of going in a different direction with powertrain. Walk us through, in some detail, the powertrains on this one.
Sure. So it is a 2.4, sorry, for the gas, iForce gas, it's a 2.4 liter turbo engine, and that is, has been in other products before. For example, the Tacoma has the same gas powertrain. The one motor hybrid, or sorry, the iForce Max is a one motor hybrid, 2.4 liter, that same 2.4 liter turbo engine, same transmission with a electric motor in the bell housing in between
in
series.
Okay.
That's right. So, and really that was about, of course, improvements in efficiency, but really capturing that power, that increased torque, 465 foot-pounds of torque.
Low-end torque, too, right? I mean, which is really nice when you're driving off-road. Let our listeners know why that is.
Yeah, yeah. So low-end torque, yeah, that gives you that kind of that grunt to get you out of a ditch, up the hill, over a rock. And it's in a usable area of the torque band.
Yeah.
And that's from a not just off-roading, I mean, on-roading as well. I mean, when you're on the road and you're coming off a light or something like that, I mean, it's something that you want to have down low. It's been a great powertrain all around. Really improvements on all aspects
right.
of it. Yeah.
I mean, even with the turbo, the non-hybrid, you can kind of tailor the low-end torque now with turbos. It strikes me that we're seeing a lot of nice low-end torque out of an engine like you're having.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's the, you know, turbos being what they are, there's been fast improvements. but there is always going to be a little bit of that, some of that lag, but as the turbo spools up. But, I mean, we were able to dial a lot of that out. And then the one motor hybrid really does help augment that.
Yeah, just
perfectly.
Kind of
yep.
flattens
that's right.
everything
that's
out,
right? That's right.
Yep. Yeah, it works out really, really well. Remind me about the transmission and 4x4 system.
Yep, it's an 8-speed automatic transmission. Shared with the Tacoma, the drivetrains, we have three drivetrains. We have the two-wheel drive drivetrain, rear wheel. Then we have the what we call the part-time four-wheel drive system, which is a selectable between two high, four high, and four low. And then
kind of a traditional four by four
yeah,
system.
Yeah, traditionally, you're in control. You can dial in when you want it. And then we have the limited and platinum grades get the full-time four-wheel drive system.
Is that essentially more because they're more on-road oriented, or is that a kind of a just a different kind of off-road application?
Of course, it's also very, very capable off-road, but those models being a little bit more, let's say, focused to the on-road experience and to the on-road driver, the on-road consumer that may not necessarily may not necessarily have the interest in trying to control that and dial that themselves. You know, the vehicle can help take care of that for them.
Yeah, it's nice when the vehicle knows more than you do, which is
for me often the case.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely, for me, very definitely. Walk us through chassis. You started to allude to the platform on which this rides. You know, yeah. Give us chassis and suspension kind of in detail.
From a chassis standpoint, the all-new platform has the fully boxed frame. And the party piece there is the tailor welded blanks or laser welded blanks. And that's a process where you start with a blank to form the rails of the frame. And you can essentially using welding join varying thicknesses of that frame. And what that lets you do is kind of put the really the weight and the strength where you need it, and then optimize the rest. So instead of having overall, it's just this super over...
You could overbuild it.
Overbuild
it, but it'd be too heavy.
Absolutely. So to keep that nimble, you know, of course, fuel economy and the nimble driving experience, we want to, weight means a lot to our customers. So what that lets us do is, like I said, tailor that to where it's needed. And then where it's not, we can optimize that rail section thickness in order to get that weight.
Right. I know you have a lot of grades with this thing, but what are some of the special off-road suspension and other items that you put on this vehicle, depending on the grade?
Yeah. If we want to focus on the off-road suspensions, I'll start with our TRD off-road package. That comes with the Bilstein shocks that have the new for Forerunner, the end stop control valve. What that is essentially is a technology that allows us to vary the damping throughout the travel of the suspension, giving you kind of that pliable middle range. And then when you're hitting the extremes, it gives you a little bit more dampening in order to kind of protect you from those big whoops and bumps and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then if we move up from there, we talked a little bit about it outside. The TRD Pro comes with a Fox QS3. The Fox QS3 shocks have the adjustable dial on all four corners. And that allows you to, there's three different settings that allow you to vary the firmness based on, based on the trails you're running, right? If you want it to be more firm, if you want it to be a little bit more pliable, you're in control of that. Mm-hmm. And then for
and you should probably adjust all four the same.
Yeah, I mean,
or not, or front rear, you could change.
You can change front rear. I mean, you can change all four corners if you really want to. If you're on a trail that really, I need that front left to be soft, but that front right to be hard. But
interesting,
So they are independently adjustable. Mm-hmm. For our more overland focused model, the Trail Hunter, we do have the Old Man Emu shocks that comes with the external bypass reservoir, and really what that allows us to do is kind of, again, provide that consistent damping across the range of movement, better temperature management, better temperature control. So you're getting a consistent feel as you're crawling through the trails out there.
Yeah. Overlanding seems to be more and more popular. I guess this is why Toyota's doing Trail Hunter versions. But it is kind of a different thing than the typical off-roader we've seen before, right? And describe that a little bit to us.
Yeah. I mean, from an overlanding standpoint, it's a little bit of a lifestyle or a mindset. It's not about getting somewhere fast or getting somewhere, you know, as efficiently as possible, but it's really about the journey, the adventure of going, right? And so a lot of stuff that we've done is gives you that capability in terms of rock crawling. It'll get you there. It'll get you back. The other aspects we have are like the, from an overlanding standpoint, a little bit of that, like, self-reliance. So, you know, I'm
out there
and I'm free, right? And so we do try to offer things like the various accessories from our air compressors. We have the auxiliary switches. You'll notice if we go look at it on the dash, there's four auxiliary switches that allow you to wire up various, except lights.
Which is terrific.
Or
rather than dipping into the wiring and, you know, presumably.
Yeah, that's right. So it's, yippee. And that's really just to help people. Now, granted, if you're not overlanding, those are still, can be useful, but, you know, really tailored to that overlanding experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have vehicles that are kind of more desert runners too, right? Yeah. Which one would that be?
That's right. So our TOD Pro is kind of our like Baja high-speed desert running inspired. And that's part of the, for example, you know, you have that selectable shock that if you're, if you need that a little bit, you're going a little higher speed, you need a little bit more damping, that you're able to dial that in as you see fit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What are some of the features that this generation has that the previous generation didn't have that you're most proud of?
Oh, that's a good question. I think while the foundation in terms of like the off-roading prowess, the off-roading capability, you know, that, all that's there, that's enhanced by the various suspension options I was just talking about. The stabilizer disconnect mechanism is a really cool piece of kit. It's essentially a your front stabilizer bar keeps your, you know, keeps your vehicle from, you know, controls the body roll and everything, but when you want it, you do want your vehicles to articulate and independently, so that allows you to literally disconnect the stabilizer bar.
Because otherwise that stabilizer bar is linking those two,
it's,
right?
Otherwise it's linking the two. So if you're out on a trail and your right rear's or your right front's coming up, your left front's kind of moving with it, right? So this allows it, the suspension, to do what it's going to do independently. Mm-hmm. That's a really cool feature. I think there's so much new on this truck that we talk about the entertainment system, let's say the infotainment. I mean, it's really a huge leap forward. You have that 14-inch screen, you have the full TFT speedometer. I mean, it's really bringing that into the kind of into the cutting edge of infotainment that we have.
Yeah, and a big hit like the rear window that goes
down. you said what changed. I mean, that is one thing that didn't change is the rear window. I mean, people absolutely love it. It was a huge, you know, we heard that customer voice and, you know, we fought to keep it.
Mm-hmm. What to you is just the coolest thing about the new gen?
What I like is, man, the coolest thing. There's so much to like about it. I think what I, from a vehicle package as a whole, what I love about it is it's all new. It looks fresh. It feels fresh. It drives great. But it's also instantly recognizable as a 4Runner. You know, so I think that active feeling, that high lift feeling that the previous generation 4Runner had, you know, we bring all that into the new generation. We call back with a quarter wrap up window to the first generation. Mm-hmm. But really we're just giving it a thorough, like it's growing up, right? This glow up that we have done on this latest generation is just, I think, going to be a huge hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be very successful too. I enjoyed my early drive. I'm going to drive a lot more today.
Perfect.
So
great.
Warren Chow, thanks so much for talking.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And that was Warren Chow, who is Executive Program Manager, the all-new 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Matt, what are your thoughts about the new 4Runner and what Toyota's doing off-road? They have a lot of pretty cool new off-road vehicles, don't they?
Yeah, it's really interesting that they've kind of doubled down on the 4Runner. You know, you think with the basing the land, you know, they're all sharing kind of the Tacoma architecture. And you think, well, you know, they brought the Land Cruiser in and they downsized it a little bit and they repriced it. You'd think that the 4Runner would go away, but they've actually found an interesting segment of the market where they're able to put this vehicle in. And it's really smart on the part of Toyota on how they've been able to perceive that the market has been has so many of these little subsets, and they're able to just basically target in on them.
Yeah, I mean, the 4Runner sits below the Land Cruiser, and they're about the same size. They're pretty close in size, but the Land Cruiser is, I guess, more upscale, has maybe a little bit more power, this and that. But certainly the 4Runner has a killer name. I mean, I can't imagine them walking away from that brand name because you know, that's become kind of legendary in off-road circles, hasn't it? Well, stay with us. We'll be right back with more. I think it'll be listener question time when we come back, so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Yeah. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with guest host Matthew Lorenzo. This is Jackie Redd back with you, and we're so appreciative you're with us. We appreciate you being with us, and we love to get your questions and comments, and that's what this segment is about. Please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here's a question for you, Matt. I think it's right in your wheelhouse. This is from Leonard in Towson, Maryland. He says this: I heard a rumor that the government is planning to end the $7,500 tax credit on electric vehicles. Is that true? How likely is that to happen? And what should I do?
Well, Leonard, I think it's going to happen. I think whatever, you know, it's still in the laws. So it can't be changed by executive order. So right now, it's only available on cars that are built in the U.S. So that's mainly GM and Tesla are eligible for them if you're going to buy it. If you lease, as a lease car, they're eligible for it. So if you're really wanting to take advantage of that program, I would say within the next 6 months, either go out and buy a car that's eligible or go out and lease one. The Trump tax cuts from his first administration are set to expire this year, and there'll be a new tax bill looking to extend those. And I pretty much expect that tax credit won't be part of the package.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll do a lesser tax credit or no tax credit at all. I mean, taking away that $7,500 would be a big change for the industry, but maybe it's a big change that is long overdue. Yeah. Well, Matt, tell us a little bit about your book on EV buying.
Well, I've written a book called How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. And on this point, it pretty much helps you navigate, you know, find out what are the less expensive EVs out there and what sort of advantages there are to owning an EV.
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive book and you should look for it. Matt, remind us of the name again.
It's How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. You can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or go to my website, tightwadgarage.com.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. And of course, if you like our show, please pass it on. We would appreciate that. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. You can pass on a podcast. It's on all the major podcast outlets. And we have YouTube and Rumble channels now to subscribe to. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. I always enjoy it. And it's terrific to have you on the show.
It's great to be here, Jack. Look forward to the next time.
I do as well, Matt. And thanks so much for being with us. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.